1-8. Morning. Lieutenant, please state your name and position.
Lieutenant Joseph Ficcaselli, East Hartford Police Department.
Good morning. Okay, a brief opening statement.
Sure. East Hartford Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division received an application for a pistol permit on October 13th of 2021, provided by the appellant. Page 404 of the 799C form indicates, I further understand that any statement in this application that is determined to be false or inaccurate shall constitute grounds for the denial of such application. The appellant was denied a pistol permit by the state of Connecticut in 2016. On the 799 form, the appellant failed to check the box on, let me find a page for you. Page 204, where it indicates, the question indicates, have you had a firearms permit application or eligibility certificate of any kind from any jurisdiction in the United States denied, suspended, or revoked? She checked, no.
Okay. Lieutenant, is there a current Nix hit?
I do not know.
Because there's mention of that all throughout our packet. And if there's a current Nix hit, then this is sort of a moot point.
I do not know. We tried to reach out to the state. My secretary, I had a detective reach out. Both of them got...
What comes back on the SPRC and the III doesn't show a Nix hit?
No.
Well, you could run... Don't you have to run that separately? SPRC?
Yeah.
I don't know if you do that.
My secretary did it. We couldn't find anything.
What's that?
A Nix hit is a federal prohibitor based... could be on a multitude of things.
Okay. Well, you wouldn't have, but were you ever hospitalized or something against your will or voluntarily, anything like that?
Okay, so brief opening statement.
2016, well, I have never applied for a permit. Never. This is the first time ever. 2016, my son left for the Marine Corps. So I remember that year very well. And I have never applied, so.
Anywhere.
But I'm like, I can't even prove that, a statement like that, because when I got the denial, I was like, what? I couldn't believe I was denied for not saying that I ever was denied before. But it never happened. So how
did
I prove that?
And she would have had to have been either approved by a local PD to have, you know, to get to this, you know, to have her temp approved.
Or she lived in East Hartford. I believe she lived in East Hartford for quite a while.
Quite a while.
22 years. Do you still live in East Hartford?
Yes.
And in 2016, if you recall, were you living in East Hartford?
Yes, I told you my son left for...
Oh, no, I didn't. Yeah, but you didn't say where you... I was just asking.
July 4th in East Hartford. Okay. He left for America.
So you got... And you guys don't have a history of approving a pistol permit for...
I don't believe so.
It's just sort of weird, that's
all. Yeah, I don't believe so.
So you have the state say... How do you...
I have...
How do you have that?
So we have a... We have from your Board of Firearms, it states, looks like it's a state denial. I do not know.
Not from
That's
us.
That's not from us.
SLFU. Don't get us confused.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's from the Board of Firearm Permit Examiners.
No.
No.
Is it?
That would be
this email is here, and it indicates, this is from my secretary to a Nancy.
That's me.
Yeah.
So it looks like this is a state denial. I honestly don't know. It doesn't look like she filed an appeal with us, but I am tagging SLFU and see if they can give you an answer. SFLU never gave us an answer.
Oh, they did.
Yeah. But we have the...
I guess the question is, if she applied in East Hartford, wouldn't you have a file that she applied in East Hartford with the application and background?
So we're trying to figure, but where did you get your information that she had a permit? It wouldn't have been, it would have been either revoked or suspended.
Correct. Or that he would have, right, they would have issued and...
State police would have revoked.
Would have,
This is what I get from my records division. They do the background for her. And on the top here, in yellow, it indicates PCA denied person. Denial, CSP Firearms Unit 319 of 2016.
But you don't have anything in East Hartford that she applied?
No.
She never applied nowhere in this country.
No.
No, so I'm assuming she applied in another jurisdiction.
Sir, I have never applied anywhere.
I'm not saying it's you, but I'm saying whoever applied under your name could have been living in Hartford, could have been living in Lebanon, who knows?
I have never touched a gun.
Now he's an expert. I have never touched a gun prior to me taking a class for this.
I think we got off track a little bit here.
Yeah.
This is what you call quagmire. I'm still concerned that there's no proof.
And did you have my signature on the application?
Yes.
She means on the denied application.
She means on the,
whereas the denial application I don't have. I couldn't get anything from the state.
So, but well, what I see in your email, in the packet you provided to us, because it's sort of hard to follow. So it's going to be on the bottom is page one in the email chain. It is from, it's Sergeant Maurice in the firearms unit. Mm-hmm. December 11th, 2023 at 12:18. That email, see that? It's on the very bottom of page one.
Yep.
Which I'm thinking flips over to the page two, in which the sergeant says, this is a Nick's hit. It's an automatic denial, you could ask him or her, but likely they were conserved at one point in time. If that's the case, even though the rights have likely been restored, their firearm rights are not inherent in this. They need to specifically petition for those rights back through probate. So I don't believe it's a, there was a revocation or permit denial. It looks like it's a Nick's hit based on what the state police say, based on what Sergeant Maurice was in her email.
Okay.
So it was never issued.
Well, no, I don't see where it was.
There was ever an application.
No, I don't think there was ever a revocation of a permit. Mm-hmm. I believe Sergeant Maurice is saying there's a Nick's hit based on something that occurred in 2016.
For someone with that name, but we don't know if it's the same name.
Yes.
Your records are just a female with the date of birth.
Yes.
No race, nothing else, no other descriptors.
Yeah.
Well, why would there be a Nick's hit if there was no application?
Well, no, there's, I mean, no, no, the federal, if you're conservative, if I have a, if I do something in the military, I'm going to have it, you know, that, and then, you know, I'm going to have a Nick's hit. That has nothing to do with an application.
I have a V endorsement. I drive kids.
Yep.
I could take somebody across state line.
Yeah, no, we're not arguing your
what,
identity is I get checked out all the time for DCF. I'm a DCF driver. I get checked out all the time. This never happened. But for this gun thing, that was me.
And your date of birth is what?
1971, 7/30/1971.
Yeah, that's what it says in the form. Yeah.
I thought for a while that in 2011, I believe, I can't remember. In 2007, a fraud was committed in my name, and I was able, somebody went around the United States and write checks to stores in my name. Mm-hmm. And I had these companies coming to me, telling me what is on my credit report. I wrote these checks, and I went to the mayor's office, and I had, because the police didn't believe me that I had these checks. They looked at me like, oh, stop writing checks. And it wasn't me. So I went to the mayor's office, because I was a commissioner in East Hartford once. And she told me, I told her to call the police in. So the police came into her office and took a statement there. But they wouldn't take one at the office when I went to the police department. A fraud. They didn't believe me. So we took it there, and then after, I'm a paralegal degree, so I know how to pull around things. So I went and I, after a while, it was really hurting me to have all this stuff on my credit. So I went to the DMV commissioner and I asked them, I wrote them a letter asking them, can you please change my license number? And they don't usually give any license number. Once you have a license number, when you begin, you keep that for the rest of your life. They gave me a new license number in Connecticut. And so maybe if you look at the license number that person put, we could see if it was under to use that license that I lost back in like 2007, 2008. Mm-hmm. I was at the mayor's office in 2007, so I didn't really realize it was that far back.
I think the issue we're dealing with is there a Nixit? And you say, you run it in East Hartford, there's no Nixit. But the state is saying there is.
Yes, right.
If the permit were issued today, she would have to go to the state to get her.
And I'm assuming she wouldn't get it because
she wouldn't if there is a Nixit.
If it's her.
If it's her. Yeah.
Well, she wouldn't get it initially, and then you'd have to go through the whole prove it's not you type thing. And the other issue is, has she ever applied again? In the past, rather, in 2016. And it doesn't look like that's the case.
I don't think she had a permit that was canceled. Right. I think they're saying there was a Nixit that was originated in 2016. Right. Yeah.
That's probably true. But in any case, the issuing authority here doesn't have that application or any evidence that actually did happen in 2016, and it would have been their town.
Yeah. Does not appear. Does not appear that she falsified her application.
What you're telling me, yes, I agree with
you. I'm just based on the correspondence.
I took over the detective division in January of 21.
There does appear that there may be a Nixit that I'm not sure who has the responsibility of resolving, whether it's the appellant or working with the town and CSP to resolve the Nixit.
We were trying to resolve it. That's why I got a detective involved to try to help figure out what was going on before we came down here, unfortunately.
Yeah, so it's and it's sort of the burden, I believe, is on you guys to prove there's a Nixit.
Yeah, this is a very strange situation because, assuming everything you say is completely true, if you get a permit and you go to buy a gun and a Nixit turns up,
She won't get as far as that. She won't get downstairs. Okay. They won't issue downstairs.
Okay.
You get a temporary thing.
But why is East Hartford not finding that Nixit?
Yes. They didn't create it. State police created it.
Well, it'd still be in the system. Yeah. I mean, they would run it on there through collect, and they would.
But they just ran a name and a date of birth. They didn't run a social, anything else. This is just the only Nixit is on this appellant's name,
and date of birth,
a female, and a date of birth.
I understand. So if there's more than one, East Hartford should see that also.
Yes.
That's what they saw. That's what they got.
No, is that from East Hartford, or is that the state?
No, this is
East
Hartford.
That's from the state.
That's the state.
That's the state's email back.
No, this the printouts.
I didn't see
any. This is our applicant.
Yeah, this is yours, correct, Lieutenant?
Yes, that's from my.
All right, so you did see this next.
Yeah, but he didn't run this. This is his records department. This is
correct.
Put in the file.
And
oh, when it says ORI, it's saying the ORI, the state police put it in there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's why we tried to call the state to see what.
And they didn't give you anything back except for looks like it's an exit, which is not helpful.
Yeah. They didn't even tell me that. Everybody's just telling me, oh, you got to go to hearing, you got to go to hearing. So that's the only thing I got. I have to appeal. Mm-hmm. But
Well, I'm open to discussion as to what we should do here.
Well, as issuing authority, where do you stand now after hearing all of this?
The reason I checked no is because my boss told me to check no because he had it on his desk. We were under the assumption the state was going to let us know why they denied the permit. With the Knicks hit, why? Unfortunately, I have no information.
But there was no permit.
There was no permit for them to deny.
There was no permit to deny.
There was none.
I agree. I'm just telling you, 2 years ago, where we were at.
Yeah.
So now, if you're telling me, how is she going to get her permit? If I approve it, how is she going to get it? We're going to need to figure that out. That's the real question. Yep.
So other than the Knicks hit, which may or may not be accurate, and the 2016 application that it seems to be not accurate, it was not denied. Is there any other issue with it?
No, not as far as the town of East Hartford knows.
And you're currently a paralegal, you say?
No, I went to school for it. I have a degree.
What do you do now?
I drive a medical cab.
Okay.
You know, you don't ever really school. You don't ever get up. I was raising my teacher. Mm-hmm. My daughter is a teacher at Taft School in Westtown. Mm-hmm. My son, right now he's in Congo, Africa, as an embassy. He got in the embassy because they had elections. Okay. So, with the embassy augmentation unit for the State Department.
So you drive developmentally. You drive young children around for the Department of Children and Families?
Back and forth to school, to DCF. Mm-hmm. So when you drive a DCF, you have to go through so much.
Very extensive background check.
Yes, yes. And nothing ever came up for me. I've been doing this.
The Knicks hit wouldn't come up there because that's for firearms only. And they wouldn't even check that.
I understand that.
So what we have a case of, I think, is a suitable applicant who may or may not be disqualified because of choosing the system.
And the burden of proof is on the issuing authority, and the issuing authority is in doubt on this as well. So I suppose it inures to the benefit of the appellant.
And you were never you never had a conservatorship at any point in your life?
When I was like 21. I'm 52 now.
Yeah, okay. What was the conservatorship?
I was coming from college, and I was hit by a drunk driver.
Okay.
Put in a coma. So I have a young daughter at the time, 4 years old, and things had to be done for her, so her aunt had to take the conservatorship so she could do my banking and all
okay,
that.
So
but as soon as I came out of the hospital for special care in Britain, I went to the probate court in Hartford, and I had that removed.
So more likely than that, you've had your rights restored.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, I know this.
94.
Yep. And that may be the reason for the Knicks hit.
So how does she get that?
That's beyond my my knowledge base.
I mean, that's what Officer Maurice indicated in her
that's why I asked if she'd ever been in the hospital.
Yeah, so it seems like she had that. So it looks like there was a conservatorship. Looks like her. No, we're trying to work this through for you. We're trying to help you out. We're trying to help you out.
What your dilemma is.
Yeah, and how to resolve it. And that, so somehow, and I know, and I'm not sure on how once the conservatorship is removed, all her rights have been restored.
Yeah.
How to get that taken off her Knicks? Yeah. I don't know how that occurs.
And who would know that?
That would be SLA. That would be the State Police License and Firearms Unit.
There is a procedure. I mean, I don't know.
There is a procedure.
There is a procedure, and it's. I mean, an attorney certainly would help too.
Absolutely.
It just says denied process.
Well, shouldn't East Hartford work with the appellant then to try to get that resolved and to find out what the process is?
Yeah, and she's going to need help either through an attorney or through the Special Licensing and Firearms Unit.
Which East Hartford may be willing to work with her a little bit on it too. Because it does sound like this was when, this was 30 years ago.
Yeah.
I was a Hartford resident. My daughter is 34.
Does the appellant have a copy of the email stream so she can understand what the issue is? So she still doesn't understand what the issue is.
Honestly, now we're talking about it, and I heard him say conservatorship.
Right.
But that was so long ago.
Right, so here's, let's try to explain it to her. So even though you had your rights restored when you went to court, we have, East Hartford has an email from the state indicating that although your personal rights were restored, it doesn't, it didn't restore your rights with reference to get a firearm. There is a process for that, that you would have to talk to the people downstairs about to understand how to have your rights to have a firearm restored as well.
Okay, so I have to start that process.
So you might want to go downstairs today and see if there's someone you can speak to, and it would be helpful if she had that, a copy of that email stream.
The conservatorship is a, is sort of theorized by Sergeant Maurice. Mm-hmm. There's no documentation from that. That's what Sergeant Maurice theorized. I can give her my copy of that.
But she's going to need some documentation in order to pursue this.
Yep.
We can't leave this woman in limbo.
Doesn't she have the packet? No.
No, she. I don't know that she has that.
I'm trying to get a pen so I can write that exact issue I have.
I'll circle it for you on ours.
We need to get back my rights to bear arms.
You have a NICS.
I'm gonna
can
just
you explain it to her, please?
So you could even, here's what she has wrote. This is the sergeant, this is the supervisor for the special licensing firearms unit. This is her email. So you could even email her and ask for some guidance.
So where is she?
She's downstairs. She's actually in this building.
I can't see her today.
You can try.
I give up. Yeah,
you can try.
I have no idea, but okay, yeah, you
so
could.
She is here today.
Yeah.
So I have to talk to her.
She may be able to provide you guidance on how best to remove that. And it says it right here. And you can have this. Okay.
And now, as far as this board goes, does she withdraw the appeal? Do we continue this, or what's the correct procedure? I'm kind of baffled.
And they told me at this offer that I have to apply if I get disapproved, right? I have to apply all over again.
Right, but we haven't even made a decision yet.
If denied based on the Nixit, and the Nixit is subsequently removed, East Harper has indicated that's the only reason she's denied.
So another application would
probably be successful, assuming there's no other intervening incidents. Or
I would not be comfortable denying her because the basis for East Hartford's denial was their presumption that she had not disclosed a previous application. But that's why they denied her. They did not deny her on the basis of the Nix hit.
Well, regardless,
I don't want to have on her record we denied her.
Yeah, because the
course of action would be for her to withdraw this appeal, and that there will be no adverse record.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Withdraw this appeal, I'm not going to get it.
You would not get your permit. We would not order East Hartford to issue today. At the same time, there's no adverse ruling from the board against you. So
it gives you time to pursue this issue.
Yep.
So what is East Hartford going to do? Because they're going to send me on the night, right?
No, it's not. It's
so if you get this straightened out downstairs and it doesn't say you have a Nixit anymore, send it back in, get it notarized. Now you check the box correct, and I'll sign off on it. Or if I'm not in the job, somebody else will sign off on it.
Okay.
See, we're trying to make it so that there's nothing bad on your record. You know, we don't want to deny your appeal.
We don't want to have on your record that the board denied
you. Don't want that.
Because if you apply again, you would have to indicate that.
Okay, right. So do I apply again with these offers?
You do whatever they tell you downstairs. Take the board's advice, go downstairs, speak with Sergeant Maurice, figure out what you got to do to get that Nix hit. Maybe you have to hire an attorney to help you. I don't know. And then reapply.
Procedure, I could do it.
Yeah.
You need to get that issue straightened out first.
First, from our point of view, would you like to withdraw your appeal today?
That would be best, because I don't want it on my record that I was denied.
Exactly. That's right on the money, yes.
Yes.
So you're withdrawing your appeal?
Yes.
Okay, good. And then, they'll help you out as best they can?
Yep.
Okay? Good luck to you. Thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Kept me guys on your toes.
Man, man.
Don't do